Hi, y'all. This is Dawn Burks. I am back with another episode of From the Hip. I got my people in here today, though, because we are going to talk about Black Panther and wherever Wakanda takes us. Today, I have with me
CJ Holmes.
Yes, he's working with me, and he's a geek just like Mama is right here.
Absolutely.
And
Chelsea Watkins.
Chelsea, same Marvel superhero herself. And
Vernon Bryant.
Vernon Bryant. He's like me. I like to call myself an OG, an old geek. And that's how we're rolling. Maybe I can put some stuff in historical perspective. First off, the movie's been out for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone should have had a chance to see it by now.
Who's seen it the most at this table? How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it twice, personally.
You've seen it twice? What do you got?
I've seen it once, but I'm probably going to take my girls to see it next.
All right, Chelsea?
Twice, but I'm supposed to go again this weekend.
Twice. Yeah. Same thing. Going to go see it this weekend. I finally introduced the girl to it, the baby girl. She's 9 years old. You know what she told me?
She liked it?
Oh, my gosh. She loved it. Now she wants to be a creature of her own making for Halloween. She wants to be Black Panther girl.
Yes.
Right? Right. But she wants to grow up to be Princess Shuri.
I mean, that's like the beauty of the movie, though, right?
Oh, my God. Right. She says, Mama. I go, yeah, baby. She say, Mama, that movie is Black History Month. Mm-hmm. I say, yes, you are not wrong. And that gets us to representation. I mean, what did it mean to you, CJ, seeing this movie with all these people up there that, I mean, we're celebrating us?
I mean, like, so much chocolate, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just awesome to see, you know, a studio like Marvel Studios, known for making these awesome, heavy, you know, well-written superhero movies, and to take African-American culture and, you know, what am I trying to say?
You're saying it. It's coming.
Kind of just, you know, bringing it to the limelight for everyone to see.
And they distilled it, you know?
Yeah.
That's it, maybe. You know, Chelsea, all those strong women.
Right.
I mean, really. And dare I say, not a relaxer in sight.
You know, my favorite part is when she had her wig on. And she threw it off and I was like, yes.
Mine too. I'm like, oh, girl, snatched her own wig, right? She snatched her own wig and used it as a weapon. And it made me think about, I mean, it was just so deep because it made me think about not right then because the moment was thrilling. But it made me think later that you snatch your hair off and you throw it at someone and use it as a weapon. That's what we kind of do every day because we're going against the norm by wearing our hair in its natural state.
Right.
You know, and to some people, it is a weapon because it makes them uncomfortable. What does the comedian say? If your hair is nappy, they ain't happy.
Sure.
I'm just saying. That's what he said. Vernon, you're getting ready to take the girls.
Oh, yeah, I am. I wanted to see it first, see, you know, if it was suitable.
That's what I did. Yeah, I did the same thing.
They've seen a lot of other Marvel movies, and they said, well, Daddy, can we see this one? I said, well, you know, let me check. And after I saw it, I said, hey, it's perfectly fine for them to see. They're 10-year-olds, so they're fine.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the more stuff that you might worry about, like any, y'all had to have seen it by now, or just spoiler alert, there are killings.
Yeah.
But it's all superhero action. And I think our children, the world they live in is bad enough that they know superhero action, know how to distinguish it from real world action, you know?
You know, Marvel does a great job of, like, keeping any type of blood out of their movies.
Don't they?
Yeah, this is Disney, because, like, I'm watching some of, like, the action scenes. I'm like, he should be covered in blood, cut up. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm like, Cap just threw him through a window. I mean, you
know? He should have some cuts somewhere, right?
Right.
Right, he really should. But, I mean, even the this movie, it felt like to me, was a mixture of origin story because it had to. They knew that this movie was going to appeal to people who perhaps had never come to a Marvel movie before.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies where, like, you don't have to watch any of the other MCU movies to understand Black Panther. And they even do a good job of, you know, recapping what happened in Civil War for the people who haven't seen Civil War.
True.
And I think they did that very well.
Yeah, and for people, I know people who've never seen an action movie, period, who went to see this.
Right.
Because it was a diverse cast, even within brown people, it was a diverse cast because there were people from Kenya in the cast. There were people from London in the cast. Mm-hmm. There were Black Americans in the cast. So it was more diverse than people can see on first blush. And I think that meant a lot, too, to people going to see it. It really is for everyone. Black Panther's for everyone. So what'd you think? I saw it with you, CJ. And we talked about it a little after the movie the first time we saw it. Right then in that moment, we both felt like, well, you know, it was really, really good, but there was something missing. What are you thinking these weeks later?
You know, after seeing it a second time, you know, I wanted more Killmonger. You know, just being real, you know, I feel like Michael B. Jordan did such a good job in that role. And it's like once you watch it the second time, you realize that he really hasn't come around. And like becomes an actual villain in the movie until the third act. And it's right. Like, you know, why can't we get more of that? And then, spoiler alert, they kill him off.
Do you have a theory about that, don't you?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think he did.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Look, if T'Challa can survive a fall off a waterfall and then be alive in some snow.
Yeah.
Then Michael B. Jordan could have survived a little, you know, a vibranium stab to the gut, you know.
old geek alert here. In the comics, Killmonger is resurrected all sorts of ways, all different times, whatever. He comes back. And also, that scene was taken directly from the comics where Killmonger holds him over the files and then throws him down.
Yep.
But what happens in the comics is that there's this American tourist, a black woman, who is bathing in the river below, and she saves him, Monica Lynn. So they pulled together a couple of stories there. And I like how they did that for old geeks like me. Like, right. Yeah, we salute you for being around a long time, but here's how we're going to flip the switch on you. But let's talk about Killmonger. I'm wearing my Killmonger shoes today. I got on my fake Timbs. Don't come after me, Timberland. But, I mean, Killmonger, there are so many Black Americans identifying with him. You know, I want to say, yeah, you're evil because you kill people. You even kill your girlfriend.
Right.
You know?
Ruthless.
Ruthless, right? But then what he was fighting for has a lot of people in his camp. What are your thoughts on Killmonger, Vernon? You're looking skeptical.
I mean, no. I don't know how to say it, but
yes, you do.
You know, part of you agrees with him, but you know, same part says, you know, hey, that's kind of crazy at the same time.
Yeah.
But a large part of you says, hey, you know what? Maybe there is some truth to this, and maybe there is something that could work with this, but you know, it's kind of ruthless.
Yeah, because the thing, okay, for those of you who may not be as deeply embedded in the movie as we are, Killmonger basically is like, this is my birthright, number one. But number two, you've been sitting on these weapons that could empower Black people around the world. But you've taken this isolationist stance. And I'm coming in here and I'm going to give these weapons to Black people so they can quit being downtrodden. Right. And they can rise against. And yeah, the revolutionary and us all. And yes, we all have a bit of it. You know, we speak about four languages and one of them is revolution. And we wanted to be there with Killmonger for that, right? But we ain't got to kill people, do we?
No.
And if you kill your oppressor, don't you end up being the oppressor? Exactly. Being the same thing they are? So Michael B. Jordan, man, he's just going to fly after this. He was so good.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to Creed 2.
I was going to say the same thing. I heard about it, but he's doing Creed 2 already.
I'm really looking forward to Creed 2.
And they were so smart to drop the poster for Creed 2 like right after Black Panther came out, because they knew what they had with Michael B. Jordan playing Killmonger.
Right.
Yeah, but the representation on the screen, I mean, Wonder Woman was one thing. You know, my daughter looked at Wonder Woman. She was so glad to see all the women on the screen, and so was I. But when we left that theater, she said, Mommy, I want to be Wonder Woman's trainer. I want to be Niobe. Because she's like, I can't be Wonder Woman. She didn't look like me. But she came out of Wakanda, you know, wanting to be everybody in Wakanda. And I think that's what it does, right?
Do you think, you know, white children found a way to identify with this movie in any way? Like, how do you think?
I did think about that.
You know, like, you know, I can only imagine, like, you know, a white parent who has, you know, very horrible worldviews.
Yeah.
You know, their son coming home, oh, I want to be T'Challa, you know.
Did you see the meme going around the interwebs?
About
y'all, those internet streets are vicious.
I've seen a lot of memes.
There's a meme going around, and it's got a white dude with Zac Efron hair in the Black Panther suit, and it's calling him T'Chad. Because they were, because it's the meme is saying that you know how revisionist history goes, because Black Panther has made so much money that they're going to revise it 20 years from now, and it's going to be like T'Chad instead of T'Challa. And you know, that's a real fear. And people like to dismiss it and we laugh about it, but Black people have this real fear of things, monumental things that we've done, being dismissed or somehow changed later. But back to your question about that, I worry about Disney's marketing a little, because I watch a lot of kid TV. Hmm. Teen Titans Go. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
They ruined that show for me, man. I can't believe they did that.
But the kids love it. The kids love it. And my kid especially, we've got 58 episodes on the DVR of Teen Titans Go. Yes, and every night I have to watch at least 20 of them. They're 15 minutes long, but okay, back to it. Well, while you're doing that, because Disney, you know, is heavily involved in the marketing the kids game, all the Black Panther commercials have Black children playing with the Black Panther toys. There are no white kids playing with them. And I mean, yes, Black people we're up to $1 trillion spending power now. So yeah, we're going to spend the money. But it worried me that they didn't place a multicultural emphasis on selling the toys to children.
Right.
And that does worry me some, because parents of certain persuasion, number one, their kids are going to have to sneak out to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I saw it, I was one of maybe five Black people in the theater, and it was in North Dallas, and those people loved that movie.
Hmm.
And they were laughing in all the right places. They didn't quite get, like, the whole Killmonger, the African versus the African American thing that we know about. They don't see that. They don't get that. But Coogler, director, what do y'all guys think of him? I mean, right?
He's having a moment.
He wrote it too. Well, he co-wrote it.
And it started in Oakland?
Yes.
So,
and that's deep too, right? Because Oakland was where the Black Panther Party started.
Yes. And it's crazy, because you go into this movie thinking, oh, you know, Wakanda, can't wait to see Wakanda.
Yeah.
First 2 seconds of the movie, Oakland. It's like, wow, okay. Like, you know, that it was just interesting that's like how they decided to start the movie. I think that was a good decision to make too.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it made the story come full circle, especially towards the end, you know, the way they used
it. It did. And the way they came back to Oakland. And it's like, but I worry about that too. Like, that outreach center, that technological center you're building in Oakland, at the end, that's going to come back to bite you in the butt. Because, I mean, wasn't Killmonger saying you need to do more? What is an outreach center going to do? How is that going to reach to that subset of people? This movie has so many layers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. Did we like it?
I did.
Okay.
I came out saying, like, I want to see it again, like, immediately after.
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, some chore. Did it feel like a chore that you had to see it again?
Nope.
No, because to me, it's not as good as Winter Soldier. That's my favorite MCU movie.
Same here. It's not as good as Winter Soldier. We talked about this.
Yes, we did. Winter Soldier was just good from bottom to top.
I need to rewatch it.
And I would honestly even rank Civil War above Black Panther 2, just me personally.
Really?
Yeah, I think Civil War and The Winter Soldier are my two favorite Marvel
movies. Hmm. Yeah.
I would put Black Panther third.
All the Thors are at the bottom. Oh. Well, no, not at the bottom. All the Hulks are at the bottom.
Yes. Right.
And then the Thors. Like, I can go from the bottom up very easily, but from the top down, I can't really do it that well. But I will put Black Panther top five because it stands alone, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It stands alone.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as sequels are concerned, because this movie's obviously going to be a franchise.
Oh,
you know?
Of course.
He's getting at least three movies.
All that Skrilla.
So, you know, for someone, you know, who's deep into the comics, where do they go from here into a sequel? Like, what would you like to see in a Black Panther sequel?
Storm, and more Storm.
Well, I don't think they'll be able to do that until, like, at least the third movie.
That's okay, though. But that's what you asked me what I wanted to see. I'm telling you what I wanted to see.
And then it's like they already established the love, Black Panther's love interest. Like, well, they don't have to break up.
But they're already broken up. Shuri said, you bring your ex along. So they're calling each other exes. Mm-hmm. Basically, they love each other, but they understand that they can't really be together. Now, in the comics, Nakia's character actually tried to kill Monica Lynn, the woman who saved him. And then he eventually, like, was affianced to Monica Lynn. The Nakia character actually tried to kill her and then was banished from the kingdom. So it's kind of like there have been so many different takes on Black Panther that I think they can just pull from all of them. But the best story to me is I got to see when Storm takes over Wakanda. I need to see that in my life. I do.
Yeah, last night I was on YouTube. I watched this one channel called Comic Story, and I don't know if you're familiar with Comic Story.
Yes.
It kind of, like, reads the comics dramatically back to you.
Yes.
So it was, like, the third issue of the latest, like, Black Panther run, and it's just, it expands what we saw in the movie so much. It's like they're going on missions around, you know, around the country.
Yeah.
And there's, and like, snake people coming through doorways. And, like, the conflict, I guess the main conflict in the Black Panther comics right now is that there's, like, a war of the gods. Like, because, you know, each tribe worships a different god. So
right.
Now, like, the gods are going to war against each other.
Because I don't think a lot of people realize in the movie that the goddess Bast is the panther goddess.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you go to the Jabari tribe, they've got the gorilla god, which he was named Man-Ape in the comics, which I'm so glad that they changed that. Because 2018,
imagine that costume?
Yes. and not only that, we don't need help with people calling us out our names.
Right.
Do we need the help? It's just problematic on too many levels. But
get this, though. There could even be a potential in the future of a Black Panther Guardians crossover, because in the comics, the Black Panther, like the Wakandan Empire, is intergalactic in the comics.
So Marvel, what we're saying is that you need to come and let us at least have seats at the table is all we're saying. I mean, what else did Black Panther make you think about? Chelsea, I know you got some stuff rattling around up in there. She like, don't put me on the spot.
Well, the thing, okay, so this is kind of random, but the thing I always go back to is the beginning when Michael B. Jordan or Killmonger was at the museum and he was talking to that lady. And then when she was on the ground and like he was like, oh, no, you don't know anything about this sword.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I was like, this is the tone for the movie. Like, this is everything that this movie is about to be.
This movie's about to basically open people's eyes.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan had me dead. He was like, someone come get help.
Yeah.
Someone please come get help.
Oh, my God. He's like, you got all these armed guards here, but yet you not worried about what you put in your mouth.
See, I want to see, like, how that plan even, like, I wish they would have, like, fleshed that out more, like, the planning behind that. They should have, like, showed, you know, the heist in its entirety. Like, well, how did you even get that in her drink?
I want them to give us that 4-hour cut. Remember the rumor?
Ooh, 4 hours?
Yes, that was a rumor that the first cut of Black Panther came in at 4 hours, and it hit Black Twitter, and Black Twitter was like, whatever, bring it on. We'll watch all 4 hours.
I don't know, 4 hours?
Look, if you give me an intermission, I mean, Gone with the Wind was a long movie. They had intermissions. If they could do it for Gone with the Wind, you know, for Mammy and them, you could do it for, you know, Shuri and them.
Right.
I'm just saying.
There's something nice about piecing it together. Like when you see an extended scene, that's something I'd love to see in like a DVD extended scene.
Yeah.
But piecing it together, then figuring out that, you know, hey, he was more than just this guy. He's been trained and all this. All this stuff just put together.
DVD, the DVD sales of this are going to be bonkers. Because DVD is taking a hit. They're not, because streaming is so big,
yes, it is.
They're not making a ton of money. And so the prices are having to go up on DVDs. And they're having to put more and more into the product. And so they start thinking about the DVDs. Now, it used to be you make a movie and you put out the same movie on VHS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to be thinking about your extras while you're making the movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do extra green screen stuff because Stan Lee is getting old. So you got to make sure you get all of that done.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this DVD release, this Blu-ray release is like, a waiting list waiting to happen is what's happening here.
Right, and I haven't bought a DVD in a while.
Neither really?
So, I do the digital download now. Yeah. It's on the Xbox.
And see, I love DVDs. I love Blu-rays because I like the extras. Mm-hmm. You always get more extras. And 9 times out of 10, you get something extra. Like with Spider-Man Homecoming, I got a virtual reality experience.
I'm at the bar of that.
That's what I'm saying. That I would never have been able to get had I not bought the DVD.
Yeah.
And I like having it, you know, when I can have
it's
it.
Like, AI heads up display kind of experience, yes. Kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's just nice, and I can't wait for this Black Panther because y'all don't understand that scene. Well, yes, you do. I'm talking to my people. What I'm talking about, y'all understand? When I saw that scene at Warrior Falls, I sat up in my seat and I leaned forward, and I was following the camera up with my eyes as if I was at Warrior Falls. Mm-hmm. I was like, my king.
Look, the shimmy.
Right. CJ's over here by me doing the shimmy. Got your arms crossed, going up and down with your shoulders.
It's funny because that face was all serious.
the second time I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, the shimmy, like, they're so into it.
But now every time I hear a Black person pontificating about anything, I want to do the shimmy.
There you go.
I need to meet everybody with the Wakanda handshake, mm-hmm. You know? Wakanda forever.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, they released, like, the Wakandan alphabet, so here come the tattoos.
Oh, okay.
People gonna be getting lip tattoos. Uh-huh.
Wait, somebody already did on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And got with like the blue ink, light blue ink.
It was black.
It's just okay.
They ain't do it right.
Yeah.
He didn't want to spend the extra money.
Nah.
he got the neon blue.
He got a bootleg Wakanda tattoo. But I'm waiting for 6 years from now. They're gonna be calling roll in a kindergarten, and it's gonna be Wakanda. Shuri, M'Baku.
Oh, that'd be funny.
M'Baku was such a surprise in this movie.
He was such a surprise.
I think he kind of like stole the show, and I'm happy he's going to be in. He's confirmed for Infinity War, so I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
He's got
to
be
for Infinity War.
There's so much. The best thing about Wakanda that I've always loved in the comics is that there's so many stories to tell because there are 5 tribes here. Mm-hmm. You know, he just happens to be the unifying force, the Black Panther. He's the king. And when he's disabled, you know, in the comics, Shuri becomes Black Panther. It just goes down through the royal bloodline. Now, they played a little fast and loose with that in the movie because do you remember Angela Bassett? Oh, my God, she looked so good, right? But do you remember her saying...
She's the president of Black Don't Crack Incorporated.
She really is. She's not only president, she's a client. I mean, she just... They even tried to age her and it didn't work, you know? She's talking to Shuri and it's like, y'all look the same age.
With those gray braids?
Yes, with the gray... Looking like Storm. Mm-hmm. Looking like she ought to be my Storm. Look at us. Off on a tangent again. I don't even remember what I was talking about. I really don't. But I mean... From the hip, that's what we do. We just let it go, let it flow. No scripts. We don't play like that. We're just here to, I don't want to say deify Black Panther. Maybe I do. There are goddesses involved, you know. But what I want to know is, here's the big question. Does the success of, I can't even talk, y'all. I love Black Panther so much. Speaking in tongues up in here. Does the success of Black Panther herald a new Hollywood age, or is this a one-off? Like, I don't want to speak too fast. Like, I'm thinking, oh, we flexed our $1 trillion buying power here, and we showed them what can happen when you reach out to the Black community or show them themselves on screen. Mm-hmm. But does that mean they will do it more than 2 more times?
I think it has to. Yeah. I mean, I mean, with that much money, how could you ignore it?
Yeah, because, you know, Green talked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Over the last year, we've gotten Luke Cage on Netflix.
Yes.
Now we have Black Lightning
on
CW.
Yes. Love me some
Black Lightning.
We got
to talk about that one day.
Do.
And, you know, we got Black Panther. Who's another African-American superhero that you would like to see, you know, put onto the big screen?
Brown Hornet.
I'm not a Green Lantern bike.
No, brown. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why Green, is Green Lantern?
Green Lantern, John Stewart, and they've been circling around that for years. But because they made that Ryan Reynolds abortion. I'm sorry, did I say that? Mm-hmm. They made that Ryan Reynolds bad Green Lantern movie. Mm-hmm. They've been scared to tackle it again, but they need to do a John Stewart. Mm-hmm. And for years they were saying, well, Common was going to play John Stewart in the. Mm-hmm. The thing about Green Lantern is. They got a bulldog that's a Green Lantern. Right. You can diversify that thing until the end of days because it's a Green Lantern core. So you got, you know, Sinestro with red skin. Mm-hmm. And you thought he wasn't going evil and his name is Sinestro. But
boy, look like the devil, sound like the devil.
Right, exactly. And you think he's gonna stay good. But I say Brown Hornet, I laugh about that because that was a Bill Cosby creation for the Fat Albert. And those people. So they follow the Brown Hornet. So I say that to laugh. But there are, Milestone Comics icon. Mm-hmm. Because people don't know him really that well. So you could basically take him, put him on screen as someone new and not be beholden to comic book backstory. Hmm. You know, just do what you want to with him. And he has such awesome powers. But within the worlds that most people know, DC and whatever, well, the Cyborg movie has been in turnaround for what, a decade?
Man, I'm not sure we're gonna even going to get a Cyborg movie because Justice League was so bad.
And look, they probably scurred. Because you got to get it right or stay home, right?
And plus, that's so much CGI on Cyborg.
I know. Like his whole body is really CGI.
That's the one thing about Black Panther I didn't enjoy was the CGI. Just like, you know. And it was the first time we had a Marvel superhero in all black suit in like a nighttime environment. Yeah. So the CGI didn't really look well. So I don't think this movie will age well from a CGI standpoint. Uh-huh. Kind of like how Hulk didn't age very well.
We talked about that too, because we were saying that at times in Black Panther, it looked like a video game.
Oh.
You know, especially when they were fighting each other.
Probably on purpose, by the way.
Probably.
Do y'all realize that the final battle in Black Panther was literally fought on a literal Underground Railroad?
Really?
I love that.
Like, I just, like, I realized that the other day.
I love that.
It was fought on a literal Underground Railroad.
Really? What was that, one of the ones that was on a, well, you know.
When they was fighting on the bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's
on a literal Underground. Yeah. You know what? It's so much subliminal stuff in Black Panther. You know, and that's why I brought up Coogler, too, and I got away from it. But Coogler made, like, three movies. He made one for us by us. And he made one for just people who like superhero stuff. And then he made just a standalone nice drama, mm-hmm. you know, that it and it all came together to be something that still made sense. Even though when I watched the movie, some of my white friends didn't see half of what I saw. And when they watched the movie, they saw some things I didn't see because I was too close to it. It's just really, it bears repeating. I have one friend who's seen it like five times.
Five times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I tell
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of time.
Right. That's the thing. That's a lot of time. Because you got 20 minutes of previews and the movie itself is like 2:14.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, when do you work? When do you work? But I mean, I just love the fact that there was a movie that I could take my Boom Boom to. That's another hero I would like to see brought to the big screen. Mm-hmm. Marvel's Boom Boom.
Are you familiar with, he's a new hero, are you familiar with Mosaic?
Yes. No.
I think that would be a good, you know, taking an African-American hero and adapting that, because Mosaic's power, correct me if I'm wrong, he can jump into other people's bodies.
Yeah. Mm.
So, it, you know, that'd be a good way to show, like,
the problem,
everyone's perspective, kind of like, what's that movie, Crash?
See, here's the problem, right, here's the problem with that. There are way too many movies with people jumping at other people's bodies. There's another movie getting ready to come out now.
It's every day, right?
Yeah, it's every day, and he's in a different, the entity is in a different body. Mm. And then remember Fallen with Denzel Washington?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm. Yeah, where the demon jumped from body to body. And
sing that song.
But we're going to do it cooler this time.
Look at him. He's like, we're going to do it cooler.
Marvel Studios, I got a pitch
Vernon,
for you.
You got to leave us.
In about 5 minutes.
In about 5 minutes. Okay. Do you have any parting thoughts? I mean,
I was very excited to see that that he was protected by an almost all female fighting staff. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Especially since I have two girls. So it's nice to see things like that.
It is really. Mm-hmm. And they were strong. They were strong.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't No man had left them. Mm-mm. They weren't trying to, you know, buy the kid a fresh new pair of Jordans and were angry about it and having to do something. They weren't having to dance on a pole to work their way through college. Mm-mm.
And the Brainiac was a female as well.
Yeah, and she was a 16-year-old, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, aspirations on that screen were just all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you, man. I got that baby girl, too, and I want her to know her worth. And I can't put it all on the media to do that for me, but... because media is so prevalent in movies and TV, and they even use it in schools. Disney has partnerships with schools, and, you know, right. Dora the Explorer has partnerships. They're just partnerships with schools. Mm-hmm. So your kid is going to be inundated with this stuff, whether you are there or not. So it's nice to be able to actually point to something that your kid can take and be, my black is beautiful, to borrow somebody else's slogan. No, I didn't boycott Dove because it's the only thing that works for my skin.
I guess Halloween's going to be easy for you two this year.
Oh, yeah. I already ordered that costume. It's Halloween like, easy what? This year.
How many Black Panther costumes are we going to see this fall?
Look, here's the issue. I can't fit in the Dora Milaje costume, and I can't wear the Shuri costume, so I'm going to be a random Wakandan bystander.
There you go.
A random Wakandan. That was like one of the roles in the credits.
Right. I'm going to be that auntie that was up at the top of Warrior Falls. Mm-hmm. You will know me by the shimmying of my shoulder. Right?
Well, that's like somebody said on Twitter. They were like, I can't be any other male on Black Panther, but I can be Forrest Whitaker's character. And I was like, well.
Because all you got to do is wear a purple church robe, yep. right? Yep.
Well, I got plenty of purple.
See? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, my goodness. This has been so much fun, and I feel like we haven't even touched the surface. Like, we could come back and just talk so much more. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for your time. Talk back to us about Black Panther. We're going to come back in here. I have decided that from now on, From the Hip will consist of me and whatever peep is available to talk about whatever brown needs to be talked about. This is Dawn Burks back with you on From the Hip. We're at you at From the Hip on Facebook, and it's still From the Hip on that other social media place, which is called Twitter. Y'all got to follow me on these internet streets because I need all the follows I can get. And I'm at Dawn Burks, and you need to hit CJ up because he's doing the sports thing up in here.
Trying to.
Well, yep, yep. And Vernon is like... man, y'all don't even know. Vernon is just like a photographer that you want to be when you grow up. And he's also, like I said earlier, an OG. And Chelsea. Oh, my Chelsea.
Hello.
Y'all don't know. I've been trying to get her up in here to talk with me about TV for so long. And now that I got it, it's first time. She's coming back so and excited. She's going to stay. Good. Good. Are you coming back?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anyway, Dawn Burks, I'm signing off. Ben is going to kill me. I'll talk with y'all later. Love you. Bye.